Okay, good morning. We are starting Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Dine Yemei Tachanunim Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah. So Aleph, Noagim Lakum Be'Ashmoret Lomar Slichot Ve'Tachanunim Merosh Chodesh Elo Ve'Elach Ad Yom HaKippurim. So the menag is, we start saying Slichos all the way from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elo, and that's the day after Rosh Chodesh. We don't start on Rosh Chodesh itself. And then we continue all the way through and including Yom Kippur. Okay. Now, when should it be done? So we read in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Be'ashmoret. What's that? Early in the pre-morning. So why? Basically, it's from, the poskim say, it's from Chatzot all the way until Alot HaShachar is the best time to be saying Slichas, because that is the greatest eight Ratzon, okay? If not, you have all day to say it, and that's fine. What about before Chatzos? So basically, all the poskim say, either you're not allowed to, or you shouldn't say Slichas before Chatzot. That's what they all write, as far as I know. The Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva Nigras Moshe. It's in Or HaChaim Beis Kuf Hei. He writes that before Chatzot, you're allowed to say Slichos if you wouldn't be able to say it after Chatzot. And so therefore, you just say it Begeder Hara'at Sha'a and just announce that you're just doing it this time or this year, or whatever, and because there's no choice, and we should correct it the next time. We should do it properly in the proper time next year. And that just know that if you do this, you're not getting the same power by saying the Yud Gimel Midos, right? And there's a the idea that if we say the Yud Gimel Midos with Kavana, Hashem will not turn us empty-handed. But if you say Yud Gimel Midos before Chatzot, there is no such promise. Okay, now, what's special about these 40 days? Because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up for the third time to Har Sinai. And even though we got Slicha before, this time we got it was the closer time to get even a much higher level and greater level of forgiveness and closeness. It's the Eight Ratzon, and that's, and when he went up, they blew the shofar. And that's part of the minhag of blowing the shofar we're about to read. And just famous Elul stands for the acronym of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, that's Rosh Tevos. And the Sofei Tevos, if you add them up, it also, Mishnah Berurah points out, it's the number 40, 40 days. And also it's the same Rosh Tevos of where it says, Umal Hashem Elokecha et Levavcha ve'et Levav Zarecha. So it has to do with tshuva, and which is what the purpose of the time is of these days. Okay, now there's also a minhag of saying Tehillim during these 40 days, and we start right after Rosh Chodesh again. Just in addition to, or Ashkenazim, they don't start Slichos right away. They only say Tehillim if they say it. And there's a famous minhag of doing Mizmor LaDavid. We say that all right, LaDavid Hashem. That's it. It's a Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Ori V'Ishi. So that's for the whole month, all the way through Shemini Atzeret. Some stop at Yom Kippur, some go through Shemini Atzeret. This is pretty much all Ashkenazi communities. Most Sfarim don't have this. Some do, but most don't. Let's see what else. Let's read the Rama. Haga. U'minhag b'nei Ashkenaz eino kein. And that's not the minhag in Ashkenaz. Elo mirosh chodesh ve'elach matchilim. Itkoa achar hatfila shacharit. The only minhag they have is to blow the shofar. I already mentioned some say Tehillim. V'yesh mekamot shetokim gam kein arvit, and some even at night. V'omdin ba'ashmoret lomar slichot b'yom rishon shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. Now, so he writes, when do Ashkenazim start saying slichos? So it's starting from the Sunday, always Motzei Shabbos, Sunday Motzei Shabbos. Usually that's when we start after Chatzot, and It's always on a, that's always the day of the week. V'im chal Rosh Hashanah sheni u'shlishi, if Rosh Hashanah in that year lands on Monday or Tuesday, so then az matchilin miyom rishon shavua shelofanav, then you have to start already from the full Sunday, the full Moshe Shabbos, a full week before. Right? It can never fall out on Sunday or Wednesday, because lo adu rosh, we learned about that. So you're left with Monday or one or Tuesday, or later on in the week, starting from Thursday. Now, so right. So the idea is, there's a minhag that the Poskei Ashkenaz wanted us to start saying Slichos before Rosh Hashanah, but not too early. So there's the minhag of a minimum of 4 days. Why 4 days? So two reasons are given. One reason is because there's a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and for those 10 days, there's a minhag. Some have the minhag of fasting, and it's also like days of Slichos. But there's 4 days there where you can't fast. You lose out on 4 days. So connected to 4 days you can't fast, you say you have an extra 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to start. That's the minimum. That's where the idea of four comes from. Right? The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah you have to eat, Shabbos you eat, and Erev Yom Kippur you eat. The other reason why it's given, why a minimum of 4 days, is of Bikur Hakravas Korbanos. That before we bring a korban, so we had this by the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, that they set aside and checked the animal and guarded it 4 days before they brought the Korban Pesach. And nowadays, B'Merav Yameinu, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, or the way it used to be, Chazal said that you have to set aside for the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid came from the Lishka. They had a little pen or a room where they had a minimum of six sheep that were always there from 4 days before. So when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you always set it aside 4 days before. Okay. Let's see. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out, as a rush, when it talks about the Korbanos, the Parshas HaKorbanos, it says, V'ikravtem Ola uv'Rosh Hashanah, and regarding Rosh Hashanah, it says, V'asitem Ola, right? It's in Parshas Pinchas. So there you have Hakrava, you have the words Ola, and regarding Rosh Hashanah, you have V'asitem Ola. So it's kind of like a Gzera Shava, where it comes out, on Rosh Hashanah, we want to make sure that we are making ourselves like a Korban to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to do tshuva, to check ourselves, live our care, and prepare ourselves and to do tshuva. So that's where the 4 days come from. Okay, regarding slichos, so we mentioned the minhag Ashkenaz is to blow the shofar every day. Sephardim don't have that to blow every day, but some do when they say yigim amidos during the slichos for the 40 days. So some Sephardim blow shofar. What about if a minion? What do you have to have a minion for saying slichos? So the other poskim say, to say Yud Gimel Midos, you have to have a minyan. And in order, what about to saying the paragraphs in Aramaic? So most poskim say not, you skip those parts. That's mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. The few parts that are just pure Aramaic, you skip that. Why? Because there's no malachim, don't understand Aramaic. So if you're going to say it without a minyan, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come as close to listen to you, and you don't have the malachim to bring the tefillos up because they don't understand that tefillah. So therefore, you can only say Aramaic if you have a minyan. The Kaf HaChaim, and so follows the Or LeZion, he says, no, you're allowed to say it in Aramaic. Hashem still understands and will still listen to all of your tefillos whenever we daven in any language. Anyways, so different opinions. But Chazon Ovadia, most Sephardim, like the Ashkenazim, will skip those parts. If the minyan said it and you just came late and you missed it, but Shlomo Zalman says it's quoted in Dirshu, you don't need to say it, or you shouldn't say it. by yourself. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, yeah, you're allowed to. But I don't know, it was quoted. I'm not sure if there's a minion in the room, not minion in the room. So, whatever. Okay, that's that. Once you start saying slichos with a minion, and you finish, but when you look around and you're all done, the minion disappeared. Not everybody's there. A couple people snuck out. So what do? You're allowed to say Kaddish. Because the Kaddish is going on the slichos that you started with a minion, and since it's all one tefillah and the Kaddish is part of it, since you started, you're allowed to finish. Okay. That's okay. Let's continue in the Ramah.
What's the minimum amount of people to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Minimum. Yeah, but if everyone left and it's just the chazan, right? I don't know. Okay, maybe someone can tell me. We'll find out maybe for tomorrow. Ve'avel, this is in the Ramah. Ve'avel asur latzeit mi beito kedei lekanes lebeit hakneset lishmoa haslichos. Okay, so he writes. And Avel, he's not allowed to leave his house, right? Avel, for the 7 days, he stays home. Even if he doesn't have a minion, and even if there's no slichos. So there's a whole discussion by an Avel, a Maisa, if he's allowed to, it's a machlokas, if you're allowed to leave, if there's no minion, just for Kriya Satara, or if it's all the days. But, okay, the words of the Ramah over here, he's assuming you don't leave your house, even for a minion. But he says, and even for slichos, Milvad be'erav Rosh Hashanah, shemar b'mslichos yachol ha'avel ikanes lebeit ha'knesset. The one exception for slichos to leave your house is erav Rosh Hashanah, because then Ashkenazim have a much longer slichos. Svardim, it's the same as the whole month, but Ashkenazim have a much longer one and it's more chashuv. So for that one, he writes, you're allowed to go. You know what? We're going to get into all the quick points. The Ramah is going to mention a few points about the Hilcha Shliach Tzibur. So this, the Mishnah Berurah piggybacks regarding an Avel. So he just points out an Avel, Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent, or 30 days for other Krovim, Lachatchila should not daven for the Amud for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But of course, if there's no one available, and you're the only one, then of course you should do it. Similarly, but he does daven, of course, an avel, someone in Yud Beis Chodesh or 30 days, he davens for the Amma normally. Just, he shouldn't say Halal and he shouldn't say Musaf. Someone else should say, I mean, talking about being Chazan. Someone else should be Chazan for Halal and someone else should be Chazan for Musaf. Unless, of course, there's nobody else who can. So then it's also Mutter. Okay. But for Slichos, there's no problem for an avel in Yud Beis Chodesh. You're not the 7 day Avel, you're the Beis Chodesh, you're 30 days. For that, there's no problem to be a chazan for the Shaliach Tzibur, for Slichos. Okay, let's read the Ramah. Vidaktaku lachzor achar Shaliach Tzibur, hayoter hagun, vahayoter gadol, batora, umaisim, she'efshar limtso, sheet palal Slichos, viyamim noraim. Now, when you're looking, you should look for a good shliach tzibur. And what are you looking for? The ikar of what you're looking for is someone who's a ben Torah, who learns, who has good ma'isim tovim, he's osek b'tzorchei tzibur. And that's really what you're looking for. Obviously, you need someone, we'll see, let's keep reading. The Mishnah Berurah adds also, it's good to get somebody who works for the tzibur, and he knows he's a baal tzedakah, he's a leader, he's a rav of the shul or the community, because this one is in touch with the people and knows the tzar that they're going through, and will have better kavana when he davens. But of course, also it's important to get someone who's merutze lekahal. We're going to read that. Okay, let's go. Mishnah Berurah also points out you should get a baal tshuva. In other words, it could be from birth, but he means all of us should do tshuva in something, really tshuva in everything, because all of us have what to work on in our areas. So you should pick a shaliach tzibur who's not only a gadol batara and ma'isim tovim, but even someone who looks at his deeds that he's doing now and is a baal tshuva in those. He does tshuva on all of his deeds or as much as possible. Okay, we're not talking, he's not talking about the terminology that many use nowadays of from birth and baal tshuvas. Okay, we're all Baal Tshuvas. Okay, now, and he points out the Baal Tshuva, the Tefillah. The Baal Tefillah should also, all of us, but especially the Baal Tefillah, should prepare ahead of time and understand what he's saying and have the proper kavanos that one should have when he's davening and blowing the shofar, who's ever blowing the shofar. Okay, let's keep reading. V'sheyehe ben shloshim shana, and you should pick someone who is 30 years old or older. Gam sheyehe nasoi, and he should also be married. Right, all that's lechatchila. Miu, but he points out kol Yisrael kasherim him. But bottom line, everybody is kosher. You have to be bar mitzvah, but otherwise everyone is kosher. Rak, qualifying now. Sheyeh merutza lakahal, but he must be where everyone likes him. If he's a Baal Machlokas, he's not allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur. But if he just gets up and starts davening and takes the stand, per se, Ein onin acharav amen. You ignore him, you don't answer amen, and you don't let him be the Shliach Tzibur. He has to have in mind to be motzi everyone with his davening. If he has one guy in the room who he very much dislikes, and he's going to have kavana not to make him yotze, gam ohavav einam yotzim b'tfilato. Even everyone who he loves is not yotze. Now there are some who have the minog that whoever is the chazan for slichos is the chazan for the whole day. In particular, shachar and mincha for the rest of the day, and some say even the night before Maariv. If he was already appointed and you know who's going to be the chazan for slichos, he should even get Maariv from before. And Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chazal where it says, "Hamatchil b'mitzvah, omrim lo gemor." Once you start a mitzvah, finish it, and you get, obviously, you get extra schar. Whoever finishes a mitzvah, as if he did the whole mitzvah. I remember I had a Rebbe when I was younger, and he would say as a joke, "Al tikre gemor ela chamor," because now you got yourself a job, and now you have yourself something you got to finish, and properly, and you have the responsibility. Okay, right. Sometimes when you do a favor, it backfires. But anyway, let's see what else we can see here. Mishnah Berurah points out an interesting halacha that once you pick a shaliach tzibur, now you're stuck for life. So make sure you pick wisely. Perhaps if it's al tanai, maybe not. But all right, so that's just quoting what he says and how to deal with things as a whole sugya. But generally, whoever gets the mitzvah, then he owns it. And even if he writes, even if he's sick one year and he can't be the chazan, when he gets better, the next year you have to put him back. It's inappropriate to fire a chazan. Okay. Okay. With the idea of 30, he points out, we know by a Ben Levi, he's ra'oi to do the avoda. So that's and tefillas keneged avoda. So that's where he gets the Ben 30. Also, he's more mature. Okay. And his heart is more appropriate. It's more broken. You see more. You have your own kids or your own issues in life. You're married, etc. Now, there's an Indian to be married, right? And we know that by Kohen Gadol, because if someone is, otherwise he's not married, he's living for himself. And so even if, or to protect him really from chet at night, or whenever. So therefore, it's important, it's an important maila that he should be married. And, right, we see that by the Kohen Gadol, you have to prepare a second wife just in case. That's how important it was. And anyways, bottom line though, they point out, Ben Torah, Shomer Mitzvos, Marutza Lakahal, he can lead the davening, is 100% kosher and could be Lechatchila. Depends who you have to choose from, right? How much you have to pay, who do you have to choose from. Okay, but those are the guidelines. Okay. Birkei Yosef, interesting, it's quoted in Shari Tshuva. He writes that a person who, this is from before, but it's kedai to mention it. He says that it's aser to daven slichos at nighttime before, before Chatzot, and he says such a thing should be nishtaka davar, should stop. Now he says, what happens if you're in a room, you're in a shul, and they're doing slichos after Maariv before Chatzot? So he says you should just sit there and be quiet. Don't answer to slichos or the Yirgam Omidos. Just be quiet, or say mis Tehillim or learn, but don't answer. Don't be part of it. That's how he's against it. And I think it was the Igros Moshe also says, if you're going to do it, at least don't do it in the first. If you're going to do it before Chatzot, don't do it in the first third of the night. Right, the problem with doing it at nighttime before Chatzos, that's the zman of dinim in the world, of gevura dinim and harshness. And you don't want to ma'orer problems, or, you know, when you say vidoy, or, you know, point things out, when it's the zman of dinim, and it's if it's not the eight ratzon, it's not going to help. So that's the reason why many are anti. He also points out in Shari Tshuva, I'm not sure how nogea this is, for multiple reasons, but if you have to choose between tikkun chatzot and saying slichos, which is more important? Tikkun chatzos. You have to choose. Now, usually, if you have time for one, you have time for both. And I think most people don't say tikkun chatzos every night. But for those who do say tikkun chatzos, it's brought down in many places that that's more important. Okay. All right. Let's see. I think we're ready to move on to Bet. Yeah. Oh, we're out of time now? We're good. Okay. Fine, let's go. Bet. Noagim litanot Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minhag to fast starting from Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. All right, this is for the sake of tshuva. And right. And he says, Meshabriel points out, on the first day of Slichos, some have the minhag of fasting. And they would say, Anenu, Mincha Shemeya Tefila, but the Shaliach Tzibur does not say Anenu. Right? I'm not sure. Okay.
Those are good.
Some have the custom to fast all day until nightfall in Erev Rosh Hashanah. However, let's keep reading. Let's qualify that. Hagah. V'hamedaptikim nagu shekol echad mitane asar yamim. Not just Erev Rosh Hashanah, all 10 days. Right? Minus the 4 days that you can't. 3 or 4 days, depending how the year falls out. V'chein nachon lasot. And that's a good thing to do. V'kol elu ataanios. Now these fasts, ein tzrichin lahashlim. So the Ramah writes, you don't have to finish fasting until Shkia. Just wait until you finish davening mincha, because it's like a ta'anit sha'ot. But the Kaf HaChaim says if you're going to fast, you should really fast until tzeis, so that it's a proper fast and so that you can properly say anenu. Okay? Ve'in korin behem vayichal, and you don't, and if there's a community that's machmer, we don't read the Sefer Torah. Afilu erev Rosh Hashanah, not even erev Rosh Hashanah. Ve'im chal brit mila be'erev Rosh Hashanah yecholim le'echol. And if there's a bris milah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, for sure you're allowed to eat. He says everyone's allowed to eat who comes to the bris milah. And for the Baalei Brit, it's a yom tov for them, so for them it's a mitzvah. Now, on these minhagim, so different opinions, but the Magen Avraham writes that if you're just a little bit sick, so then you're allowed to eat, but you do not need to do any kind of hataras nedarim. The Shach says you do. But again, it depends on the situation, the nature of the minhag, or how you did a Kabbalah. Okay. V'rabim noagim lechol be'erev Rosh Hashanah kodem alos ha'shachar. And there are many people who bedafka, they get up early in the morning and they read, and they eat. They eat, but only if it's before alos ha'shachar. You can't eat before, even though today's a fast day. They eat. You can't eat because of the fast after alos ha'shachar, and you can't eat because you didn't daven shachars yet. But before Alos HaShachar, if you have in mind when you accept your fast or it's done all for the Tanai, then you would be allowed to. But he writes over here, you don't even need to make a Tanai, we'll see. Now, what's the reason why they bedafka eat? This minhag is to bedafka eat. Mishum chuko sa'amim. Because of the goyish minhag, hanohagim litanot be'erev chageihem. on air on it's a goyish custom to fast erev of their chag. So since we're fasting erev our chag, we don't want to compare ourselves to look like the goyim. So we make sure we eat, but we want to fast. So you eat before Alos HaShachar, and you're able to accomplish both. But you don't have to make, and you can eat even without it tonight, because that's the minhag. The minhag is to eat, and when you go to sleep, you know that, and it's a davar yidua. So it's as if you already made your tonight, and you don't have to make, certainly you don't have to make another tonight. Okay, stop. All right.